This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. intelligence officials are set to brief key members of Congress about what is known and about an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The White House confirmed that the CIA director and National Security Agency director would meet with members referred to as the Gang of Eight on Thursday. The meeting will be the first chance for lawmakers to hear directly from veteran intelligence officials about reports that Russia was offering Taliban-linked militants bounties to target and kill U.S. and allied troops. Until now, briefings on the allegations have been led by Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, a former U.S. representative who was sworn in just over a month ago, along with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, both of whom have served in their roles less than a year. More than 515,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19, 128,000 in the United States. There are now more than 10.6 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.6 million in the U.S. Federal authorities say that Novartis Pharmaceutical Corporation will pay $678 million to the U.S. government in various states to settle a lawsuit over a sham speaker program to induce doctors to prescribe its products. The settlement was announced Wednesday by acting Manhattan U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss. Novartis Pharmaceuticals is part of a Swiss drug manufacturer Novartis International AG. The settlement resolves a 2011 lawsuit accusing Novartis of violating the Federal False Claims Act and anti-kickback statute. This is VOA News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered bars and indoor operations of restaurants to close for the next 3 weeks in parts of the state. The Democratic governor's order comes amid the troubling increase of California coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. The order applies to 19 counties with a total of 72% of the state's population, including Los Angeles County. The order also applies to the indoor operations of movie theaters, wineries, tasting rooms, family entertainment centers, zoos, and museums. Newsom also closed state beaches in Los Angeles and Ventura counties to mirror local public health orders. Russians have paved the way for the president, Vladimir Putin, to stay in power until 2036. In a seven-day vote, which culminated Wednesday, they overwhelmingly gave their approval for a package of constitutional changes, according to initial results. The 67-year-old former KGB officer has ruled the country for more than two decades as president or prime minister. Now he's won the right to run for two more terms after his current term expires in 2024. In a speech on Tuesday, Putin made no mention of how the constitutional changes could affect his own career. He has yet to decide on his future, critics say. They are sure he will run again. A federal judge has knocked down a cornerstone border policy of the Trump administration that denies asylum to people who travel through another country to reach the Mexico border without first seeking protection in that country. Judge Timothy Kelly says authorities violated federal rulemaking procedures by not seeking public feedback before putting the policy into place in July of 2019. The immediate impact of the judge's ruling Tuesday is diminished by a coronavirus pandemic-related measure to quickly expel people across the border illegally and block asylum seekers at official crossings. The Democratic-controlled U.S. House approved a $1.5 trillion plan Wednesday to rebuild the nation's crumbling infrastructure, pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into projects to fix roads and bridges, upgrade transit systems, expand interstate railways, and dredge harbors, ports, and channels. The bill also authorizes more than $100 billion to expand internet access for rural and low-income communities and $25 billion to modernize the U.S. Postal Service's infrastructure and operations, including a fleet of electric vehicles. Lawmakers approved the Moving Forward Act by 233-188, mostly along party lines. It now goes to the Republican-controlled Senate, where a much narrower bill approved by a key committee has languished. I'm Tommy McNeil.